Schrock Innovations presents the Midwest number one independent computer repair company with service centers in Lincoln, Omaha, Papillion, Des Moines, and across the country via the Schrock Desk. This is Compute This.
Good morning, folks, and welcome into Compute This. My name is Thor Schrock. I'm the owner of the Schrock Innovations Computer Company. 402-558-1110 is the number to join us if you'd like to be a part of the show today. Also, if you're outside the Omaha metro area, you can call in at 888-250-2091. 888-250-2091. If you missed the show last week, all of our previous shows are archived at schrockinnovations.com. You can take a look there, of course, schrockinnovations.com. Click on radio. Grab any of the shows you want to listen to, or the After Schrocks. You can watch those, view those. If you don't do the Facebooky thing, you can watch the videos there as well. We are broadcasting live right now, facebook.com/Schrock Innovations. On that show last week, we gave you a sneak peek into the 2024 holiday special desktop. And it was kind of funny because the week before we did the laptop. And we have a list. We call it the early bird list. And it's people who are either seriously thinking about purchasing a holiday special or definitely want one, and they want to make sure they get one. So we have a list of people and their names, and when it becomes available, we'll call you and say, okay, it's time. You're in line, basically. You know, we're not like Apple. You don't have to stand outside the door, you know, and get patted down by a bodyguard before you get put in. You know, make sure you get your mask on and all that stuff. It's not like that. We just keep a list of names, and then we give you a phone call when it's time, and you can choose to purchase or not. There's no obligation. No big deal. We have this list of early birds, we call them. So you hear me talk about the early birds. That's who I'm talking about. And so we did the laptop list, and I was getting a little concerned because, man, laptops were selling like 3-1 over the desktops on this list. Like everybody was calling in for the laptops. Well, then last week we did the desktop. Now we're down to 2-1. So people are like, wait a minute, the desktop is pretty sweet. I think I might want to look at that. And so now we're 2-1. We have some people who said they might want one of each. And I'm like, oh my gosh. So we're keeping this list, right? And I don't actually keep the list. You know, my staff does. We have a Google Sheet. It's shared among all the service centers. You write down the customer's name, their phone number, what service center they're from, and, you know, what they're interested in, the laptop or the desktop. And then now the lovely Kimberly did finish the holiday special catalog. It is currently at the printers. So we have a digital copy that anyone who's on the early bird list, we're actually sending you a digital copy of the catalog. So it's kind of cool. You can get that. You can kind of look through it on your computer if you want and see what the units look like in a little bit, you know, finer pictures, higher res pictures, you know, look at what the upgrade options are. If there's something you might want to change about the computers, you know, things like that. So for the first time, you know, I'm just double checking everything for everybody because next week we're going to start calling the early birds. Now, the sale doesn't officially start till the 29th, but we're going to start calling the early birds next week because I freaked out when I opened up the early bird list and saw that it was literally half of our allotment for the entire sale. So we only sell 300 units, 150 desktops, 150 laptops. And we literally have an early bird list that is nearly half of our allotted computers for the entire sale. That's way more demand than we normally see, especially in October, because a lot of people right now get a little, I don't know, I'm trying to think of a radio-friendly word, grumpy, when you start talking about Christmas before flipping Halloween, let alone before Thanksgiving, right? And I'm sorry, guys, but the Christmas trees are going up because my family's going on vacation mid-November, and the lovely Kimberly is not going to have time to do all 4 shop Christmas trees plus our Christmas tree, you know, after we get back. And then it's like, at that point, by the time you get back from vacation, you're going to put a tree up for like 3 weeks? Come on, that's stupid. So the trees are going to go up a little bit early. And yes, she's going to actually do it after hours, I think, because when she's putting it up during normal business hours, it's like always, you know, Scrooge McDuck comes walking in the door, you know, bah, Christmas, you know, you're like, really? I have earbuds in, I can't hear you. I'm just decorating. I'm just the help, you know? She's like, I'm nobody important. I'm just the help. I'm putting trees, tinsel on the trees. So that's the trees are going to go up, and it's fun stuff there. But so we introduced you to the holiday special desktop last week and all of its features. We also last week talked about the Windows 11 2.2H3 update. It has not been released yet. I have an update for you on that on the show here today. Also, we mentioned if you have T-Mobile for your cell phone provider, they are going to be trying to retire their legacy plans, the plans they inherited from Sprint, some of their older Magenta plans that were priced very affordably for what you get. They'll be replaced with plans that give you more unlimited features, but also cost more. So in essence, it's a price increase on your T-Mobile bill. And we went over what you need to do if you're a T-Mobile customer when you receive the notification that your plan is being retired. There are steps that you can take to keep your old plan that is a cheaper price. But you have to take action. You have to do these steps. Otherwise, your price automatically increases. So we shared that information with you. Also, the bell tolls for DVD sales at Best Buy. They're done. No more DVD. Remember when like half of Best Buy's like allotted floor space was DVD movies, and you just walk through aisles and aisles, and there was the Blu-ray section and the DVD section, and then there was the huge game section with all the video games. And you know, Best Buy stores just kept getting smaller and smaller. And now I realize it's because they got rid of all the movies. You know, it's like they just now it's just appliances and TVs and a couple computers, no desktops, but a couple, you know, and a lot of laptops. There's a little Apple section there too. And cell phone stuff, stereo. So it's basically like a Radio Shack on steroids now without the resistors and transistors and such. So it was a good show last week, guys. So I encourage you, if you missed it, to go check that out on the website. Coming up on the program today, what is this 23H2 thing that I keep talking about, and why is it happening? When is it happening? Feel like we've been talking about it forever, Thor. Can you just please shut up? Yep, I get it. I'm tired of talking about it too. Every week we have new listeners, so every week I have to at least give you the breaking it down Barney style version of what 23H2 is, why it's important, how it's going to completely change your life, and what you need to do about it. So 23H2 is the now annual update that comes out for Windows 11. If you're running Windows 10, this is not of no concern to you whatsoever. Windows 10 does not apply. You can just close your ears for a moment. But those of you on Windows 11, my guess, and of course Microsoft doesn't give us a firm date, but it was crazy. We saw a computer on our bench. It was an HP that came into the service center, brand new customer, went and bought it somewhere else, brought it to us to have data transferred to it and stuff. We took it out of the box and it was running 23H2 out of the box. So that's a release to manufacturer version of 23H2. I didn't think those were out yet, but apparently they are on some newer, you know, high, like HP, Dell, things like that. And so we took the opportunity to test a lot of stuff on this release to manufacture. This is supposed to be the final version of 23H2. We hadn't seen this yet. So of course, Josh fires up Drive Advisor, the brand new Drive Advisor that we're almost ready to release. We just finished tweaking all the visual aspects of it and changing the interface and making it look all sharp and good. We loaded up on Windows 11 23H2, and guess what? They changed the way transparencies work in applications, and it looked like garbage. So we had to change the code on the interface yet again so that it didn't look like garbage on your 23H2 installs. And so that's just one example of how Windows 11 23H2, they're literally changing everything. They're eliminating your backups, your no more file history backup. Don't know if your old backups are going to work. Don't know if we have to change something or do a new backup for you. We're going to figure all that out. Let everybody know once we know. But the thing is, this is a big update. And historically, when these updates come down, it's more of an upgrade than an update. When you think of an update, you think of like a Windows update, like a patch, right? This is not a patch. This is an entire new operating system. So this isn't fixing the transmission in the car. This is getting an entire new car instead. But we're going to call this car the same thing we called the old car and pretend it's the same car. And that way we don't feel bad about the loan payment, you know? It's literally an entire new version of Windows. It's like going from Windows 7 to Windows 10 to Windows 11. Consider this Windows 12 if you want to, just to mentally clarify it. But we're going to call it Windows 11. It's version 23 for 2023, half 2, H2, 23H2. And it's going to change 30 major things about Windows 11. It aligns the start menu again to the left side of the screen, so no more start menu in the center. Stupid thing, I know, right? Changes the notification bell thing in the bottom right corner. So if you're used to seeing your notifications about, you know, silly things like when your backup doesn't go off and things like that, we're going to change that. And we're going to get rid of your backup. And we're going to change where all the settings are at. And we're going to change your desktop right-click options. I mean, literally the list goes on and on and on. Historically, 20% of the installs of these major updates go sideways for some reason. What do I mean when I say they go sideways? computer reboots and your data's gone because your profile didn't migrate. Computer doesn't reboot. Like, it just boots and then it shuts down, and it boots and it shuts down. Update doesn't install. It tries to install. It fails. It reboots. It rolls back. It tries to install again. It fails. It reboots. It rolls back. And so you're just watching this loop continuously forever on your computer. Sometimes the computer doesn't reboot at all. And like I said, 80% of the time, everything goes great. Computer reboots and you are good to go. Now, Microsoft, the reason we were so surprised to see this on this HP that came from a box store was because Microsoft is still patching and updating 2.3H2. They're still fixing things. So the first thing that we did with this computer when we got it on the bench is we ran the Windows update function. But because these updates are not publicly available yet, none of them downloaded to this guy's computer. So any glitches or problems that 2.3H2 has, this guy's going to have until they release it. Now, when are they going to release it? We're pretty confident. Historically, they usually release it in October. So we're pretty confident it's going to come out in October. There's not a whole lot of October left. You know what I mean? I don't think they're going to release it on Halloween or anything. That'd be kind of scary. Get it? So we're looking probably at this week, guys. Sometime this week, the 23rd through the 27th. So that's going to be an intense time in the service center when we're going to have right now, I believe we only have 45 copies of Safe Upgrade remaining. We started with 600. We only have 45 copies remaining. So the reason we limit those is, you know, if something does go horribly sideways, we want to make sure that we have the staff to cover that many customers at one time needing assistance. And if we employ all 26 members of our staff in one direction, 600 people is about how many we can simultaneously help in a day. So that's that. 45 copies remaining. You can buy a copy of Safe Upgrade. What does Safe Upgrade do? Safe Upgrade installs the 2.3H2 update the same way we do it in the service center. When we install it in the service center, it doesn't go sideways for customers. A lot of customers don't want to spend the $90-$95 to have us do it in the service center because it's a free update from Microsoft. Why should I have to spend $90 to install a free update from Microsoft? Number one, the update will install itself. Number two, you cannot stop it. You can delay it sometimes by up to 15 or 30 days, but you can't stop it. Number three, 20% of the computers, it's going to fail. So when you put all that together, you have a 20% chance of having a $270 repair bill on your computer because this update went sideways. Safe Upgrade is like an insurance policy. It's software that you run at home. It's a do-it-yourself thing. You don't come into the service center or anything like that. You get a copy of Safe Upgrade. When we tell you to go, we're going to send you emails, phone calls, text messages. We'll get on the radio. We'll do a Facebook Live. You know, send smoke signals up. You know, whatever we need to do to let you know it's time to run Safe Upgrade. So you run your Safe Upgrade software. And when it runs, it downloads the update the same way we would do it. It installs the update the same way we will do it. It checks your hard drive health, even if you don't have Drive Advisor. It makes sure your third-party programs are up to date, even if you don't have Secure Updater. It does all the things that we would do in the service center before we install this copy of Windows 11. So then the install happens, and everything should go great. If for some reason it doesn't, we'll help you for free over the Schrock desk. So again, you don't have to come in. You don't have to leave your home. If there is something so significantly not right with the situation that we can't get it to install over the Schrock desk, that means that we need to take a deeper look into your computer because something is not right there. And as a result, you'd have to bring it in for that. And of course, if you bring it in and put it on the bench, then you're going to pay the full $90 for the Safe Upgrade. So you pay the difference. So, you know, it's like a $30 upcharge to have us do it on the bench. So you can do it yourself at home, save $30. No one else is giving you options to save, you know, a third of the cost of anything right now by, you know, so imagine if you could save a third of the cost of your groceries if you just use self-checkout. That's pretty much what we're doing here, guys. If you do it yourself at home, 600 people are going to save 30% off getting this upgrade professionally installed. There you go. So Safe Upgrade, 45 copies remaining. I don't have to hawk it too long here because we're going to sell out pretty quick here. 402-558-1110, 888-250-2091. We're going to take our first break of the program, guys. When we come back, a new iPhone bug has emerged, and it could actually make you late for work. If you use an iPhone and you use it as an alarm clock, there's something you definitely want to hear. Brad, please stay on the line. Your call is also coming up next on Compute This.
There are enough unused computers in storage to give every man, woman, and child in the U.S. an old, outdated, and useless computer system. Obsolete tablets and smartphones are nearly as bad. Most people know not to throw them into the landfill where they leak and contaminate, but it's hard to find a place to safely recycle electronics. That's why Schrock Innovations offers free recycling for computers, laptops, phones, tablets, cords, and accessories. In fact, only monitors and printers have a small recycling fee. Everything else is free. More importantly, Schrock will securely delete any data from your devices and hard drives before they are sent to a certified recycling partner who will then repeat the wiping process just to be safe. When you recycle your old technology at Schrock, you know your identity and privacy are protected and your equipment is being actually recycled by a certified recycling partner. Schrock is proud to recycle more e-waste than we produce annually, making a positive difference to our economy and ecology. Do your part by dropping your old gear at any Schrock service center and be part of the area's largest and most popular technology recycling program with Schrock Innovations.
Update all of your third-party apps on your computer with Secure Updater. It keeps all your apps running smoothly and helps block viruses. Download it for free today at secureupdater.com.
You would probably rather drink the water at Camp Lejeune than get another call about the desperate need to renew your car's expiring warranty. Who actually responds to those calls? Everyone wants to play the warranty game where you pay money now just in case you need service later that everyone hopes you won't need or use. It's such a waste. It's no different with computers. Major manufacturers' warranties have more subscript crosses than a Sunday morning church service. Batteries are exempt, hard drives must be completely dead, and forget about anything that they can remotely claim as physical damage. That's why Schrock warranties are different. When you purchase a modular PC or a solid-state laptop and extend your warranty, we offer a no-risk, money-back guarantee. If you need the warranty, you will be thrilled to have it. If you don't use it, we refund your money automatically every time. That's right, we are so confident in the quality of our products that our extended warranties are refundable. Many Schrock customers use their refunds to purchase another warranty or pocket the savings and move on. We all know you'll need it to cover that expiring car warranty anyway. Schrock's refundable extended warranties. Just another way the Schrock Innovations Computer Company makes your computer work for you.
Alrighty guys, welcome back into Compute This. My name is still Thor Schrock. I'm still the owner of the Schrock Innovations Computer Company, and you're still listening to Compute This. 402-558-1110, 888-250-2091. If you want to, we are broadcasting live at facebook.com/Schrock Innovations. You can watch the show live there. Also, if you have to run into church or you can't listen or you got to get in the shower because you got someplace to be, the show is archived on Facebook as well as at schrockinnovations.com, so you can pick up right where you had to leave off. 402-558-1110, 888-250-2091. Of course, we're going to give away a $25 Schrock Innovations gift certificate to one lucky person who calls in, asks a question, is a part of the show in some way, so don't be afraid to participate and win yourself a $25 gift certificate. Coming up in just a moment, if you have an iPhone that you use as an alarm clock, we have an important, there's a glitch that you need to know about that might make you want to set a second alarm. Have your husband set his Android to go off too, just in case. We're going to tell you what's going on there in just a moment. But first, Brad's been really patient with us, staying on the line. Brad, thanks for waiting around. How can I help you on Compute This today?
Yes, last week you mentioned on your holiday special that you could upgrade it to a gaming computer.
Oh, yeah.
What kind of graphic card does that come with?
Well, we can put just about any card you want in there, but the gaming package, and well, this is in the catalog too. The gaming package, it runs a total of $1,199, so it's $1,200 basically, and it comes with an upgraded power supply because we have to provide a higher end power supply to support a RTX 4070 graphics card. So it's a really nice graphics card. The 4070 is amazing. The 1,000-watt gold-rated power supply is more than enough to push that card easily. So even, you know, 5-6 years down the road, as your power supply shows signs of wear, you're still going to have plenty of power to push that graphics card no matter what you're doing with it. We call it the gaming package, but realistically, anybody who's using this for like InDesign, Photoshop, any kind of Adobe Illustrator, AutoCAD, anything, that, any kind of creative application. They, all of those applications now can use the graphics card to accelerate and animate and do all kinds of additional things that make the computer even more powerful. So it's not just people playing games that would want to add the gaming package, but anybody doing any of those other applications would benefit greatly from having that graphics card in the desktop.
So how much is a gaming computer then?
The base model holiday special is $1,599, and the gaming package adds $1,100 to that price.
Okay. And then also I have one of your ultimate upgrades.
Yeah.
That I just got this last season.
Okay.
How much is it to upgrade the memory in that?
To upgrade the memory? You could go, you know, if you added another 8 gigs, it'd be about $99 for the memory. I believe 16 gigs is about $150 to add. There's also an hour of labor to install the memory and do the burn-in test on it, when the hour of labor is about 130. So, you're looking at about 230 to, you know, 280, just depending on how much you put in.
That's for 16.
Yeah, it'd be 280 for 16 gigs additional. So I believe it already came with 8. So that would take you up to, 24 gigs of RAM.
Okay, and they can do that in the service center.
Oh, absolutely. We carry all that memory in stock.
Okay, well, thank you.
Hey, no sweat. Thanks for the call, Brad. I appreciate your time today. Speaking of which, guys, this new iPhone bug, speaking of time, if there are those of you who maybe didn't wake up for the show this morning, I'm going to give you a great excuse to give your boss. Apparently, if you take your iPhone, do you know that you can open up the charging log, like the battery history, and it'll tell you hour by hour what your phone's battery usage is, how fast it depletes and how fast it charges. Some people who were like digging in these stats for some reason, you know, because we all sit there and wonder, you know, when you've reached the end of the internet, you're looking for something to do with that device in your hand, and you say, I wonder what my battery charging log looks like. You know, and so people were looking at it and they noticed these weird gaps in the middle of the night where there was no log for 2-3 hours at a time. And it was just weird. And so somebody started posting about it on Reddit and other people started to check their phones. And it turns out just about everybody that has an iPhone, this is not just an iPhone 15 problem. Anyone with an iPhone running iOS, it started on iOS 16, but now it's really prevalent on iOS 17. Your phone is literally turning itself completely off in the middle of the night. And it stays off for many hours at a time. Now, Apple, to maintain the health of your battery, when it charges your battery overnight, it will only charge the battery up to about 80%, and then it stops the charging. And then, like an hour or so before you wake up, and you know, Apple knows when you wake up, I guess, so an hour or so before you wake up, it resumes charging to take it from the 80% up to 100%, so you're ready to start your day, so the battery is not maintained at 100% the entire time. Some people who are using wireless chargers, which a lot of people do, especially MagSafe wireless chargers, are noticing their phones are turning off in the middle of the night and staying off for many hours at a time. So if you set an alarm on your phone to wake you up to, for example, get to the airport at, you know, 4 a.m., and your phone is off, your alarm will not go off, obviously. And the phone's not supposed to turn itself off. Nobody knows why it's happening yet. And my guess is Apple's going to patch whatever is causing this at some point. But it's been a bug that's been around since iOS 16. But right now, a lot of people are noticing it on iOS 17. So it's just something to be aware of. If you are going to get up really, really, you know, in the middle of the night for some reason, you know, maybe you got a hunting trip coming up and you're going to get up at 3 a.m. so you can be out the door, you know, you might want to make sure that there's a secondary alarm set just in case, so you don't oversleep and miss your alarm. But if you, there's nothing you can do about it right now, besides if you want to check your charging history and see if it's happening to your phone, you can check. But there's nothing, there's no patch, there's nothing you can do for it right now. But now it's becoming an issue that's getting enough attention that Apple's probably going to address it. So something to be aware of if you're running iOS 17. 402-558-1110, 888-250-2091. Quick break here, guys. But then, Steve, we're going to get to your VPN question. And Dale, we're going to get your question about 23H2 coming up next on Compute This.
Computer problems usually don't just suddenly happen. Most failures usually start out as small issues with few or no symptoms. Over time, they grow into error messages, blue screens, and other problems that can be costly to fix. Schrock Innovations' biannual preventative maintenance checkup catches those small problems now before they can metastasize and become tomorrow's costly repairs. During the maintenance checkup, our experienced technicians perform up to 8 hours of tests, checks, automated repairs, and optimizations that keep your computer at peak efficiency while identifying potential issues while you still have options about how to handle them. When your computer gets its first checkup, it can see up to a 25% performance improvement and leaves our service center cleaned, sanitized, and running better than the day you bought it. Just about every complex device requires maintenance. Your computer is no different, especially considering the valuable information that passes through it every day. If you have not had your computer maintenance in the past 6 months, you are overdue. Stop in or call any of our service centers to arrange a free pickup to ensure your computer continues to work for you.
Now you can configure and purchase laptops, desktops, tablets, and more all at the new ShrockInnovations.com. Check out our specials for one-of-a-kind discounts and deals.
Have you noticed that almost every piece of technology seems to do its best to be disposable? Every day, people toss their phones, tablets, and other electronic devices because they can't be repaired. Manufacturers have engineered their products to fail on a schedule so they can extract more money out of your family budget automatically every year or so. But what if it didn't have to be that way? What if you could get the performance of today's fastest computers with the expansion and upgrade options you used to enjoy? You just described Schrock's modular desktop computers. Having the right tool for the job is important, and Schrock's modular desktop PCs pack the performance and flexibility to handle your computing needs, from just checking the email to running a complex business. Modular desktops are engineered to be easily repaired with widely available industry standard parts. Every component is selected intentionally to give you years of upgrade and repair options. It is not uncommon for a Schrock customer to be using the same computer for a decade after they bought it. Modular PCs are the most popular custom computers in the Midwest for a reason. When you are ready for your next computer, stop in to check out the modular lifestyle or shop online at ShrockInnovations.com.
Is this the Sesame Street song? Oh, gosh. I was like, is that Sesame Street? What kind of happy Sunday, guys. Hey, it's Big Bird. He's joining us in studio today. How you doing? Hey, it's Elmo. Hello. Oh, my gosh. You know, when I don't sleep enough, this is what you get, guys. Welcome into Compute This, where we actually talk about computers and technology and stuff. 402-558-1110, 888-250-2091. Things are popping in Schrockville at facebook.com/Schrock Innovations. Aaron writes, my phone acted like it turned itself off at some point. I had to type my code to open my phone this morning. Fingerprint didn't even work. This is exactly what people are reporting, guys. When you wake up in the morning, a telltale sign that this happened to your phone is that you have to either enter your code or unlock your phone in the morning. Like it's the first, you know, when you reboot your iPhone and you have to unlock it that first time. If you have to do that in the morning, it's because your phone rebooted overnight. And so if you're seeing Aaron, your phone rebooted. So that's one of the things that people are experiencing. That's exactly the symptom right there. All right, let's jump into those phones real quick. Steve, welcome to the program. How can I help you on Compute This today?
Hey, Thor, thanks for taking the call.
Hey, no sweat.
I'm not Big Bird either, so just so everybody knows. Hey, so I'm looking at Proton. I've tried a couple of their free services and set up an email account, and I'm wondering if I should, for privacy purposes, go ahead and they have a way that you can merge your all of your emails with Proton and your calendar, and then they also offer VPN. I was wondering what your thoughts were on that.
Yeah, Proton is amazing, and I'm going to be taking a look at some of that stuff myself because, as I mentioned a couple shows back, ExpressVPN, which is who I have now, is raising their price 17%. And I'm coming up on my renewal, and they added a bunch of, like, you know, password managers and junk that I'm not going to use, trying to, you know, give me a little bit more for my money, basically. But they're going to raise the price quite a bit. Proton Mail is really nice because it is an encrypted email that there's a saying on the internet that if you're not paying for the product, you are the product. And so when you use Google's Gmail or Yahoo Mail or AOL Mail or, you know, MSN, Outlook.com, any of the freebies, every piece of data you send through there is being analyzed by Microsoft or Google or Yahoo or whoever to build an advertising profile for you that they sell to other people. Read a really disturbing article this morning that we won't have time to get into on the show today, but maybe next week, about how even when you're logging into your medical billing records, like when you log into MyChart, CHI MyChart, and look at your medical histories, there are invisible pixels on that page that are recording your keystrokes while you're in there, recording everything about your medical history, and then sharing that information with multiple data brokerages like Google and Microsoft so that they can build a medical profile for you so they know what ads to show you for medical stuff. I mean, it's ridiculous how much information about you is used to build this profile and shared with these mega corporations. A VPN does not keep that 100% out of the picture, but it does take 80% of the opportunity away for anybody to track you with what you're doing on your computer and learn those things. Whenever you log into an account, your VPN is pointless because you're logging in. But if you're just cruising the internet, surfing around, a VPN can completely protect your identity and make it so that it's almost impossible to be followed. So, you know, VPNs are great. They do have issues on your phone. If you have a VPN, your phone won't use Apple CarPlay or Android Auto. So that kind of blows a little bit. Also, if you try to order a pizza and you have a VPN installed on your computer, Papa John's site doesn't work. Pizza Hut doesn't work because they don't want you ordering 5,000 pizzas to Shaquille O'Neal's house on his behalf and treating him out on his card.
So my understanding is the Proton Mail strips those pixels and other trackers off of the email as it comes in. Is that?
That's correct. Yeah, that's one of the features of Proton Mail. It's going to help protect your privacy by not allowing any images. So when they say strip them out, any email service that doesn't load the images when you first, like my Outlook, I have it set not to load images because if it loads the pictures that are in the emails for every email that I preview in the pane, I'm acknowledging that I opened that email and it goes back to the spammers and then they add me to the super spam list and I get even more spam. So don't load images automatically. It's a great way to prevent viruses and protect your identity.
Great. Hey, I appreciate it. Thanks.
Hey, thanks you, Steve. I appreciate you hanging on the line there. 402-558-1110. Now, I mentioned at the start of the show, guys, that the holiday special is launching officially next Sunday. So next Sunday, the display models are going to be up in the service centers. You'll have printed catalogs in the service centers. You can come in and pick up a physical catalog, peruse everything. Take a look at the systems this year are absolutely beautiful. The screen on the laptop is a Pantone certified screen. We're trying to find a screensaver that does the laptop justice or some kind of a desktop wallpaper that does this laptop justice. Because the screen is just absolutely phenomenal. When we set it next to the other computers on the display, it makes our normal computers look kind of poopy because it's a 2K OLED Pantone correct screen. So if you're a creative person, it's just amazing. If you're a gamer, it's great. The desktop. The case that we use for the desktop this year, remember a few months back, I was like, okay, we can go with a super sexy case or we can go with a plain Jane case that lets us put a big DVD drive in there. Took a poll. Most people, it was like 10 to 1, said, drop the DVD drive and give me the sexy case. So that's what we did. So this year, we can still give you an external DVD drive. One you cable up to the computer when you want to use it. But as we mentioned, Best Buy is not even selling DVDs anymore. So, what are you watching? Old movies? So now with the holiday special, we have this glass case. You can put in, we have an RGB fan upgrade option. Those are the colored fans that really light up the interior of the case. It is absolutely, the display models all have the RGB lights in them. They don't come with that lighting upgrade, but we wanted you to see what it looked like. And so all the displays have that. The screen on the holiday special is a 24-inch eye care blue light filtering screen. It's at 75 hertz. None of that means jack to a lot of people. Basically, all those specs, what it means, you can work in front of this monitor a lot longer with a lot less eye strain. So it's going to protect your vision. If you wear glasses especially, it's going to be a lot easier on your eyes. The refresh rate reduces the flicker, so that the flicker that you don't see, but makes your eyes tired after looking at the screen for a long time. It really is a beautiful screen. It uses the most advanced connection possible to the computer, the DisplayPort connection. Most people have never hooked up a DisplayPort connection before because it's so new on consumer-grade computers. Business-grade computers have had it for a long time because it allows these high hertz rate transmissions to the monitor. Without that cable, you can buy the best monitor in the world. You plug it into an HDMI port, and you're just wasting those hertz. They can't be used. It's literally something. This year, the holiday special laptop is 3 times faster than last year's laptop. The holiday special desktop pretty much has double everything, double memory, double hard drive, faster hard drive. It's a Gen 4 hard drive instead of a Gen 3 hard drive. Everything about the computer is better than last year. And I feel bad for the 2024 holiday special next year because given that we started buying these parts 6-8 months ago, I don't know how we're going to beat it. So I mentioned we had this early bird list. And it has no relation to Big Bird, Sesame Street, Elmo, anything like that. This is the early bird list. And the early bird list, what it is you can call into a service center or you could just email the shop from the contact form. You could drop me an email, thor@schrockinnovations.com. Just say, hey, I want to be added to the early bird list. Give us your phone number. Tell us if you're interested in the desktop or the laptop. And so what we're going to do when you do that is we will go ahead and put you in the, you know, on our Google sheet where, you know, all of our information is shared with Google there. But we're going to put your name, your phone number, and your email address on that Google sheet. And then next week, as you know, the thing that kind of shocked me is I hadn't really opened up the early bird list until last week. And in my head, I said, we're going to have this many computers in each service center in stock on day one to launch the sale. And the idea is no one should have to wait very long or if at all for a holiday special this year. You should be able to come in, buy it, take it home. You know, of course, if you want to upgrade something, we might need an afternoon to do an upgrade or you know, upgrade a part for you, customize it. So I have computers ready to go into the service centers for the sale starting next week. I thought to myself, I better open that early bird list because that could impact the number of computers I need to have on hand on day one. Yeah, impact is an understatement. Not only are all the computers that we had prepared for day one already effectively pre-sold, I mean, we haven't collected money for them yet, but I mean, there are people who said, hey, I want that. We are like negative computers. And so I'm dropping some big orders this week to get parts already on the way so that next week we can build to order in real time as people decide to purchase. So what we're going to do is people on the early bird list, we're going to start contacting you next week in the order that you were added to the list according to your service center to basically take you through the catalog, take you through all the upgrade options, make sure the computer is configured the way you want to configure it. And then we're going to go ahead and put the order in so that we can start custom building that computer for you. The hope is that we can get all the early birds fulfilled before we launch the sale to the general public. The general public would be people who maybe don't listen to Compute This. I know. There's still some people that don't even know Compute This exists. They just wander into Schrock Innovations and say, hey, this place is pretty cool, right? I saw your vehicle wraps. Gosh, we need to get more pictures of the vehicles. We had the Maverick wrap the other day, the Ford Maverick. And it is Revolution did an amazing job. It's a stunning wrap on that thing. Literally every employee that sees it is just like, wow, that thing looks good. So maybe you just saw the wrap on the vehicle and said, what is this Shamrock Invocations place? You know, let's check that out. They sell pooters and stuff. So, you know, great. You know, maybe you just heard about us from a friend or something, you know, but for those of you who are avid Schrockville fans who are listening on Facebook, for those of you who listen every week over the radio on the various stations that we're on, this is a little special thing that we do for you, for your patronage, basically, to give you an opportunity to, number one, if you get added to the early bird list, we will send you a digital copy of the catalog. I will send it to you this afternoon after the show. So go ahead and just shoot an email. You can go to the Schrock Innovations contact page and use the contact form. I will see that email come through. Or you can email me directly, thor@schrockinnovations.com. Just need your name, your phone number, and whether you want the laptop or the desktop. And then we'll get you on the list and I'll bounce you a copy of the catalog as well so that you can have the opportunity to look through the catalog before we have this call together where we're saying, okay, let's go through the catalog. Page one, what do you want to do with your hard drive? Would you like to double it up to 4 terabytes? You know, we can do that. We have the backup drive. Do you want to double it up? Do you want the gaming package? Do you want the lighting package? Do you want to, you know, go ahead and add a second monitor because this year's holiday special desktop supports up to 3 monitors without a graphics card. Just natively on the motherboard, it'll support 3 monitors. Another new feature this year. It's truly an amazing computer and a great opportunity to really jump into a piece of technology that's going to last your family or your business up to 10 years before you have to do anything to it at all as far as adding or upgrading because the technology is so amazing. We had a first ever meeting at Schrock. We brought all the junior technicians together. Normally we have senior technician meetings. We brought all the junior technicians together and we had a lunch for them at First Watch. And then I made them sit for 2.5 hours and listen. And we went through the whole catalog. And these are all of Schrock's newest employees. Some of them have never seen a holiday special before. They know about as much about it as you do. And, you know, maybe you might know more than them because maybe you've been buying holiday specials longer than they've been alive. Yes, we've been around 25 years. It's entirely possible. So we went through the holiday special with these guys and I sat down and I said, guys, I went to Dell.com. I haven't done this on the radio in a long time, but I went to Dell.com and I bought the closest computer I can get to the holiday special. And it was, the computer tower was $1,800. So it's better than it's been in years past. It's closer anyway. Until you start digging into the specs. For $1,800 at Dell, you get a computer with 16 gigs of RAM. The holiday special comes with 64. You get a 500 gigabyte hard drive from Dell. You get a 2 terabyte, that's 2,000 gigabytes from Schrock in the holiday special. Dell does not give you a backup drive. You get a backup drive in your desktop from Schrock Innovations in the holiday special. Then if we add a 24-inch business-grade eye care monitor and a webcam and a wireless keyboard and mouse to the Dell build, we're at $2,300 for the same computer, or actually less, you know, one-third the computer that you're getting at Schrock, $2,300 versus $1,599. I mean, it was crazy how much, what a better value it is. And so I'm like, guys, this is different than any other sale that you ever have seen at Schrock. You guys may have seen an ultimate upgrade where people come in the door expecting to spend like $400 or $500 on a computer and getting people to buy an extended warranty, even though, as I'm going to say it again on the radio, because I told the guys they cannot say this to your face when you come into the service center, but you are a flipping idiot if you don't buy this warranty. I'm sorry. I love you. I love your money. I love your patronage, and I want to take care of you. Please let us do our job and take care of you. The warranties on the new computers, like when the ultimate upgrade comes out, people don't want to buy the warranties because I'm not going to buy a warranty to protect a $500 computer. That's stupid. If you need the warranty on a holiday special computer, there is not a single part that we can replace for less than the cost of the warranty. Let me say that again. 1 year of extended warranty is $99. An hour of labor costs $130. If you are out of warranty, we're going to charge you $130 plus the cost of the part to replace the part in your holiday special. There is no part in that computer, not a single component, not even a fan that costs less than $100. So easily $230 to fix anything. Let's say you have a $99 extended warranty. You sure are glad at that point you have the warranty, are you not? If your $700 processor poops out on you, aren't you glad you had the warranty? Let's say nothing goes bad because we use great parts at Schrock and we don't want anything to go bad. Let's say your warranty expires and you're like, those shysters at Schrock sold me a warranty I didn't even need. Well, guess what? These shysters at Schrock literally automatically will refund what you paid for that warranty, the $99 you paid, back to your Schrock account in the form of a credit. Now, how you spend that money is up to you. What most customers will do is, you know, we'll give them a call saying, hey, there's $100 in your Schrock account. You might want to call us to renew your warranty. Most people just use the money to buy another warranty and they keep flipping it forward until they need it or until they're ready for a new computer. And then they put it toward that, or you can put it toward a Sophos renewal, whatever you want to do. There's literally no risk. Gold seal money back guarantee that the extended warranty at Schrock is well worth what you're paying for it, which is nothing. Why aren't you buying the warranty, right? So when the guys talk to you about your holiday special, they're going to talk to you about a warranty. You can go up to 3 years. It's 25% cheaper to buy it when you buy the computer than it is to redo it after the fact. So take advantage of those deals, guys. It makes a big, big difference to your financial cost of ownership over the course of the computer. Now, these are the kind of things I had to go over with the junior techs and explain to them. This is why we're doing this. We're here to, I use the example. If you help your grandma build a computer for herself, are you selling the components to your grandma or are you helping your grandma? That's the difference. If you go to one of the box stores where they pay people on commission to sell you computers, that sales guy is getting paid a spiff for every single thing he sells you, whether it's Office, whether it's total IT security. You know, and if you have that, I know where you bought your computer. But they're getting spiffs for everything they sell you, whether it's what you need or not. We don't do commissions at Schrock. The reason we don't do them is commissions encourage people to sell things to customers that they don't need. We don't do that at Schrock. So everything you're suggesting to a customer is something that customer needs. Are you doing your customer a favor if you don't tell them about the extended warranty because you don't think they'll buy it? So you just say, oh, I'm not going to tell you about that. Are you doing them a favor if you don't tell them about Sophos or Secure Updater? No, you're hurting them. You're hurting them in the long run. So let's help our customer. Or you could be that guy that makes sure grandma buys all of his products from Amazon through an affiliate link so you get a cut. Maybe you're that guy. That you wouldn't make it long at Schrock if you're that guy. So if in a nutshell, send an email to the contact form at schrockinnovations.com or just pop open an email and drop one to Thor, T-H-O-R, at schrockinnovations.com. Just like Kevin just did here, he wants to be added to the desktop list. We'll add you to the early bird list. We'll send you a copy of the digital copy of the catalog, and then you can peruse it at your heart's content. Otherwise, the paper catalogs will be ready for you next week in the service centers, and we'll let you know when those are available. 402-558-1110, 888-250-2091. All right, we need one more break, right? All right, so we're going to take one more break on the program, and then we're going to get into it. We've got Frank, Dale, Al, your calls, all coming up next in the rapid-fire fourth caller segment of Compute This.
Schrock Innovations solid-state laptops are engineered locally for speed and reliability you just can't get from the major national brands. Each of our laptops starts off with an ASUS chassis. We remove the stock drives and memory and upgrade them with higher-performing components. This unlocks the full potential of the laptop, making the unit up to 25% faster. This is why Schrock solid-state laptops last so much longer than the competition. If your laptop starts out 25% faster, that means over time it doesn't slow down nearly as fast.
Today's fragile computers need maintenance more than ever. Your computer needs a maintenance checkup every 6 months to last beyond its 18-month expected lifespan.
When your computer has a warranty and you have a problem, don't call the manufacturers for help. Call Schrock Innovations. Schrock will contact HP, Dell, ASUS, Samsung, or any other manufacturer to arrange a warranty repair at no cost to you. We know how these companies work. We know the loopholes and the tricks to get your system repaired under warranty as quickly as possible. Even so, manufacturers can take up to 21 days to fix your computer. We'll give you the option of a fast local repair in one of our service centers or provide you with a loaner laptop to use while you wait. We can even back up your data before we ship your computer, just in case the warranty fix includes a hard drive wipe. Schrock tests your computer when it comes back from repair to ensure the problem was solved properly and all of your hardware works like new. There's a reason Schrock Innovations is consistently voted the best in town. Whenever you need help, wherever you need it, Schrock Innovations makes your computer work for you.
Oh, the production quality on this show is top-notch. Let me tell you what.
Sunny day, sweeping up.
All right. My five-year-old is learning who Cookie Monster is, and he really enjoys Cookie Monster. I was more, I think one year for Halloween when I was a kid, I was Super Grover. So yeah, that was pretty good. So, you know, what are kids doing? My daughter's going to be Sailor Moon, and some anime thing. It's pretty popular, I guess. I don't know. I don't watch that much anime. 402-558-1110. We're going to jump into those phones here. Frank, welcome to the show. What can I do for you on Compute This today?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I am well. How are you, Frank?
Oh, fine. Thanks. Yeah, my last name is Stein. So if you want to guess what my middle initial is, N.
Oh, man. The brain was slow on time. But that was good. Happy Halloween.
Sorry. Well, my parents had a weird sense of humor. Hey, a little earlier you referenced Password Manager.
Yes.
You've probably talked about this before. What is your go-to Password Manager?
My go-to is a Firefox account. Firefox is a nonprofit organization. So they do get money from Google. Everyone says, well, follow the money. If Google's giving them money, it's not because Google is generous. So they are an open source company. It's got a zero trust password manager system, which means Firefox and Mozilla do not know what my passwords are. Only I know what they are, but you have to be logged into my Mozilla account to access those passwords. And I can use the Mozilla password manager to generate, 24 character super passwords that are really, really difficult to crack that I'll never remember. And then I can load Firefox on my phone and have access to those passwords through the Firefox app on my phone as well. So if I'm logging into a website from my phone, I still have those passwords there to utilize. But that's my go-to. It's free. It works really well. I don't have to pay for it, which is why I wasn't too excited that ExpressVPN's adding a password manager. It just really didn't make a lot of sense to me.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
No sweat, Frank. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Dale, welcome to the show. What can I do for you on Compute This?
Well, this is more of a rant. I know it's good for your business, but what as consumers can we do to slow this upgrade and firmware upgrades and software upgrades down? I'm getting literally fed up with it.
Yeah.
The my dad, who's been dead a lot of years already, picked up a saying back in World War II. It's simple to make things complicated. It's complicated to make things simple. And I would hear that story a lot of times when I would build something and he'd look at it for the first time. But it's everywhere. My phone, you know, it ain't even a year old. It went from Android 12 to Android 13. It changes things around. Almost every app on the phone's got a little orange dot on it to be upgraded. I was going to upgrade the browser I use until I read the reviews on it, and they're terrible. People hate it. It's in everything, even vehicles now. I got a relative bought a Ford Lightning, which he hates, electric pickup.
Yep.
Outrageously priced. It does software upgrades over the night.
Well, my gas F-150 got a software upgrade. They never tell you what's in the upgrades either. Ford just says, congratulations, you've got the latest powered up update for your F-150. And then it says, what's in this update? So you tap on that, and it's like, important improvements for your F-150. And that's like the extent of it. Like what? What would you give me in this update? I hear what you're saying, Dell. We have customers that contact us and say, hey, can I want to get a computer that doesn't have to be on the, it's not going to be on the internet. I don't have internet at home. And we literally have to tell customers, you can't have a computer now without the internet. Every piece of software requires activation, requires online access. So as a result, the firmware updates, most of them, are the result of, number one, in an environment where you can update on the fly, it means that people who make software can be a little bit more fast and loose with their software. My wife has a Black Label Lincoln Navigator. It's a gremlin mobile. The software in that is awful. And it's not a UAW thing. I mean, the UAW guys aren't making the software. There was a problem where they were spontaneously catching on fire. These are black $114,000 Black Label Navigators, spontaneously bursting into flames. They told them to park your car outside for a while just in case. They found out it was an oil leak in a pan somewhere. But it took them like 4 months to figure out why it was happening. My wife's car randomly clicks. Randomly resets its profile, forgets its seat settings, you know, and this is supposed to be a luxury car. And she's like, I hate this thing. And, you know, and the dealership can't do anything about it. So they give her the kiss off at Woodhouse. You know, it is what it is, you know. So I hear what you're saying. Unfortunately, we're living in a world where there are a lot of bad guys with ill intent. And, you know, everything that's going on in the Middle East right now and the potential
for... Well, there's a lot of idiot engineers, in my opinion, too.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of people who are doing things that they aren't qualified to do. A lot of people whose skill sets as the older generation...
They don't think ahead anymore because it's so easy to upgrade it later. They put this crap out on the market and fix it after the fact. I just bought a Bluetooth speaker that won't connect. I didn't buy it to use it with the phone to answer calls, but it is one of the features that doesn't work. They do have a 800 number I call customer service. They told me a brand new speaker, I got to do a firmware upgrade on it already. Well, I'm sorry, it's going back.
Yep. Dale, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. I can't argue with you, buddy. It can be real frustrating sometimes. We try to get it right at Schrock right out of the box. It was one of the things we're like, how are we going to do 23H2 on computers that we're releasing immediately? Well, they'll be covered under warranty. It'll be fine. Al, welcome to the program. Final call of the show. How can I help you on Compute This?
Good morning. I've got a bunch of duplicate files on my hard drive because I was not very precise when I was doing some file copying.
Mm-hmm.
I need to recoup that space on my hard drive if there's a way, and I'd like to do it without... It's Windows 10, and I'd like to do it without getting anything else on my computer.
Okay. So thank you for the call, Al. The one thing that you're going to need to put on the computer, you may already have it, is a program called CCleaner. CCleaner is free, so don't buy the professional version, but there is a tool in the left sidebar that's called duplicate file detection, and it will detect duplicate files on your computer, show them both to you, and let you choose which one to eliminate or to move them all to one location. That's what we would use in the service center. Dale, congratulations. You got yourself a $25 Schrock Innovations gift certificate. Also, Drive Advisor's new updated release is imminent. If you have an existing copy of Drive Advisor installed on your computer, you will automatically get the upgrade. sorry about that, Frank. Now, you know. Yeah. But if you haven't, make sure you download Drive Advisor. We'll see you next Sunday, guys.